Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers. Brothers and sisters, I am sitting here in the middle of a whole lot of water on this gulf down here. And two things happened. One, I just kind of got here. And two, I forgot that this was Central Time. So I'm sitting in the truck, and it's been a long time. It feels so good to be sitting in the truck, having the fight. I had to fight to figure out how to get this on the air. Because you see, the enemy thought I wasn't going to be on here today. But I was going to be on here today, tomorrow, and every other day. You know why? Because God called me to do this. So I just want to share with you, I'm in Florida, getting ready to go into a consecration. And I'm going to watch God explain to me how this happened. It was kind of like the devil did a bait and switch. And I want God to show me how they do that so that that will never, ever happen to me again in this lifetime. But you see, everything that happens, we have to take it to God in prayer. Always, God, how did this happen? Show me, one, how this happened, and show me, two, how to prevent this from happening again. And number three, I want to know how to help, because I do so much deliverance. This won't be the first time, and it's certainly, I mean, it won't be the last time, and it's certainly not the first time that the enemy has, you know, played a trick on me. But for sure, brothers and sisters, overcomer. I had no way of knowing how. I got one of my computers with me to do the show tomorrow. But I had no way of knowing how I was going to be able to do it today. Sitting here on the Gulf Coast. But you know, God is so faithful. He made a way. He made a way where there was no other way. He had me do some preparatory things a couple days ago that I didn't even know I was going to need today. This is why you have to stay on your watch, and you have to be prepared for the enemy to do little tricks. And you know, a good thing, I left Jessica and her family in Dalton. They are in Dalton at the hotel. They had to pick up Nadia. So I spent a little time with them yesterday, just a little. But you know what? I told God, I said, God, I will not turn away from any type of trouble, adversity, or misfortune without praying to you and without you showing me how this happened. Brothers and sisters, you see, this is a faith walk. And you're going to have to exercise your faith. And part of everything that I've taught people is you got to be close to God for yourself. The only mediator you need is Jesus Christ. Things happen, they're going to happen, and they're going to keep on happening. So it's not what happens to you, but it's how you handle it. Keep short account. Repent quickly. I repented yesterday, gave it to God. But I also know that I am personally responsible for what happens in my life and in the life of my ministry and in the life of her. Okay? So this was part of the next level. And when you go into something new, you have to be prepared for new everything. But I can tell you this. Jesus is readily available. And his goodness is always available to us. You hear me? And for my scripture this morning, you take a look at 3 John 2. 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health. You hear what God's saying? Prosper in all things and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. You understand that? And you got to understand one other thing. There's no failure in Christ. I don't care what kind of wicked, tricky device the devil sends you. Ain't no failure in Christ. But you must humble yourself in the situation, take it to God, and then follow his instructions. His instructions to me were, now you go down there, you done put that off for 4 weeks. You put it off. All this could have been avoided, brothers and sisters. But you see, this was part of my path. And I tell you, I'm sharing it with you every day so you don't have to make the mistakes. Or maybe it isn't a mistake. God has to prove that. He has to show me, and that's why I'm down here praying. That's why I'm shutting myself in with God for the next 2 days. I won't be on the air for 2-3 days. I'm going and put my feet in Texas, just like he told me to do. When I leave Florida and when I leave this prayer, I'm going and put my feet in Texas, and then I'm going back home refreshed, renewed, revived. When things happen, and you know what else? God prepared me for this. I'm telling you, he prepared me. It's been 20 years since I used to have to pull over off the road, hook my phones up, and do my show from in the car, from in a parking lot, in a garage, anywhere. And I'm telling you, it feels so good. It feels so good to sit and watch the star to go from dark to night. I mean, from dark to light, from night to day, sitting in the car, in the truck. See, this ain't no misery for me. I actually love it. Be ye prepared. Be ye also ready. That's what God said. You know not the day or the hour. Be prepared. Now, I think I can't, you know, I don't have my controls in the car. Every weight, every attack of Satan as we were rolling, and I was back here praying, I felt it lift. I know what it is. I know where it came from, but I want God to show me how it was done. how it was sent, how it was orchestrated. But God had told me, he told me, and I did, I opened my mouth, I said, God, if this is going to happen, let it happen right now so I can get over it and move on. And guess what? That's exactly what he did. And exactly what we did is when I finished praying yesterday, he said, pack up and go now. So we packed and we left. And we sitting here right now in Florida on the go. Got the dogs in the back. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. I feel great. I feel great because I experienced sovereign deliverance from God again. Sovereign. It really don't really matter. It matters that I am in right relationship with God. See, that's my life. That means everything to me. And God knows it. And he also knows that it is not my normal nature to not do what he says do instantly. I'm going to tell you, and I preached about it, distraction. 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 Whatever God is telling you to do, I want you to do it. I want you to be blessed. Because truly, truly, God is in the business of multiplication, not subtraction. So my scripture, I think Jessica emailed some of you that I wasn't going to be on because I'm in Florida and I forgot about the time change. But God said to me, he said, no, you will be on. You go on. No matter what it takes, you sit here and you pick, you see. For people that are married, the scripture says, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. What God has joined together with you, brothers and sisters, no man can put it asunder. No devil, no demon, no witch, no wizard, no sorcerer, no, nothing. But the higher level, the higher devil. Before I even left home. But I had to complete everything that was unfinished. So I'm telling you this morning, God say, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health. That means everything he tells you to do, everything he puts in your life, multiply and increase. And you cannot say you figured it out. And you cannot say you did it. God doesn't want that. He wants you to be able to say, God did it. God did this for me. God did that for me. God. Why? Because it's a form of worship. He wants you to honor him with your life. I might be dead and gone, but I want you to remember one thing. God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And that includes us, no gods. But he said, in all things to honor him, and he will exalt you. He will exalt you. See, you don't need me for nothing. You need Jesus. I pray you choose me or you know, to be with this ministry, but you don't need me. I know it, and you know it. And see, I don't ever forget it. Because we all need the same thing. We all need Jesus. And you know what Jesus said? He said, show me your faith by your works. Show me your faith by your works. So I'm going to sign out. Thank you. I see some of you on this blog talk. I couldn't get the speaker up because the speaker has an unusual password, and it's hard to do it when you're working with smartphones like I am this morning. Pray. This is how I want you to pray. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And brothers and sisters, don't let anybody think they know you to the point that they know how you think or what the next move you're going to make is. Because you have one master, and that's our Father God. I am not trying to be in anybody's business unless God put me in there one way or another. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. Because what God has for you, God has for you. What God has for me, God has for me. And Joshua said, are you with me or are you against me? When he came face to face with the angel of the Lord. Or it was the captain of the host of the army of the Lord. That's a decision we all have to make. I'm making mine right now, going in this prayer and in this consecration. Somewhere along the line, there was a chink, and the devil saw it. It was an open door. But you know what I think it was? I think it was this. I normally don't get involved with other people's lives. And God told me, this is what God told me. He told me to pray and to put the people together to pray. How I went to bait and switch, I don't know. I don't know. But God said, you never offered up one 24-hour prayer like I told you to do, because it went off in another direction. And who's responsible? Me. Who did God tell to do it? Me. And look at here. Ain't nobody responsible for nobody else's sin. Ain't nobody else responsible for nothing God tell them to do but them. Nobody. So who can you blame when you don't do what God tells you to yourself? But God ain't trying to put no guilt trip or condemnation. He just wants you to repent, turn around, make it right, and honor him in it. Because ain't nobody responsible for your life in God but you. And I'm responsible. I'm a very responsible person. I'm very responsible, and let me tell you something else. I'm gonna pay the devil back. You hear me? I'm gonna pay him back. How am I gonna pay him back? Easy. I'm going into a place with drug addicts, people from the sex trade, homeless people. And I'm getting ready to bring deliverance to all of them. Soon as I come out this consecration with God, I'm coming out, going into that home, and I'm going to pray deliverance. And these people have been waiting for me for 4 or 5 weeks. Stay close to God, and he'll stay closer to you. Follow your heart. Ain't nobody mad. Follow your heart. Jesus love you. I wish I could play my music, but I can't on this. I'm going to just sign out. I'm not going to be on. I may come on here. It depends on how quick God does this work and reveal to me what happened so I can move on. God love you. I love you. But Jesus loves you more. He died for you. Keep him first. Keep him foremost in your life. You will never fail. I'll see you tomorrow or the next day. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.